I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Representatives of Libya's rebel council will be in Washington tomorrow. They've been invited to meet with senior Obama administration officials at the White House. The planned meeting is part of the U.S. and NATO strategy to increase the pressure on Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi to step down. Today, that pressure took a much more concrete form as NATO airstrikes again targeted Gaddafi's compound in Tripoli. The BBC's Christian Fraser is in the Libyan capital. He was taken by government officials to see the damage at the compound.
It's a network, rabbit warren, if you will, of concrete blast walls that weave through and around these buildings. We don't know what's in there, but clearly this is the beating heart of the regime. But we were taken then to another site, this time to two holes in a field, but between them there were steps that led down into the ground. A lot of satellite equipment around. There were men who were guarding and presumably trying to block our view of what looked like a ventilation shaft. And from what we could see, there was lots of evidence that there is this sophisticated bunker system beneath Bab al-Azizir, which is used by the military. And so it does appear that, as NATO has been saying all along, they're still trying to hit this control and command infrastructure that is used to direct the war.
And word comes today from the Transitional National Council, which opposes Gaddafi, that Gaddafi is a legitimate target in these airstrikes. I'm just wondering how the reality of the NATO airstrikes actually squares with that comment.
From officials that have spoken, they have said in the past that they are targeting these control and command centers. They're not targeting people, but if people are in there and are killed, then that is legitimate under the terms of 1973, the UN resolution. A couple of Saturdays ago, they hit a villa complex here in Tripoli, in which Colonel Gaddafi's son was staying at the time, and they killed Saif al-Arab, this younger son, and three of his grandchildren.
What do we know for sure at this point about Gaddafi's whereabouts? Because though he's reappeared, I mean, presumably he wasn't at that compound when it was hit earlier today.
No, I think if the strategy for NATO is to take him out of the public sphere so that he can't communicate as readily with his people, then in some ways that is succeeding. It's 12 days since he last appeared on state television to give a speech. He's delegated a lot of the military command to those nearest to him, presumably his sons, Saif al-Islam, and also Hannibal, one of the other sons. So all the signs are that he is reducing all the time the risk that there is of him being hit.
Given that NATO is focused on this compound and this little network of bunkers, I'm wondering what happens in the streets of Tripoli when NATO carries out an airstrike like this. Do they desert completely?
And most of the strikes that we've heard while we've been here have been 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the early hours of the morning. They're big blasts. The bunker buster bombs that have been dropped in the compound rattle the windows of this hotel. It wakes everyone in the city up. But as I say, the evidence of what I've seen so far is that they are pretty precise with what they're hitting.
How safe do the citizens of Tripoli feel? Have you spoken with anybody?
There are people here who are very anxious about what's going on. We're anxious in the hotel. When you hear jets above, you wonder where the next bomb is going to fall. That's natural. And I think it's fair to say there are people in Tripoli who are behind Colonel Gaddafi. There are lots of people who draw their government salaries and depend on the regime. There are people who are anxious of the void that will be left if Colonel Gaddafi is taken out of power. And there are also a lot of people who are afraid of the sort of repercussions and the bloodletting that might follow if and when the rebels prevail. So there are all sorts of different sentiments in Tripoli.
The BBC's Christian Fraser speaking with us from Tripoli.